This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. Doug is out right now. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. And should we start off with some good news or
we
some
need
bad news?
News? Ooh,
we need
let's
some
do
good news?
Good news first as a buffer and then the regular news, which is usually bad.
Okay, so like sandwich it. Maybe yeah. End it with some more good news.
Love it. Like an Oreo cookie.
Okay. I like that. Well, if you like turtles, this is going to be the best kind of news because there is a 3D printed brace shell that has helped one turtle continue to thrive. A turtle was found near a power plant in New Jersey back in 2014. So this is kind of a long running story in a way. Back in 2014, that's where this turtle was found. Arrived at the San Diego Birch Aquarium. Have you ever been there, Jen?
Not to the Birch Aquarium. I don't know where that is. That might be private. I don't know. Do you know?
Okay.
San Diego has everything. It has SeaWorld, the Wild Animal Park. I think they actually even have an animal reserve. I know because I watched Jersey Shore go there. And then the San Diego Zoo. So, but I have not heard about that particular
one. So a lot of different things. Okay, so this turtle, a female turtle that was discovered, found its way to the Birch Aquarium in San Diego. Underweight, 98 pounds. A hole in her shell. A curved spine because of this hole in the shell. And then by 2017, the aquarium who was caring for the sea turtle noticed that the health status was still not ideal a few years after being found. So they started working with UC San Diego, their digital media lab, and they created a 3D printed brace to help nurse this turtle back to health, repair her shell. And they did some more exams recently. And noticed that they took some new measurements, they're scrubbing the shell, collected blood samples, and realized that she is thriving. She now weighs a much healthier 210 pounds.
Wow.
So up from the 98 pounds to 210, which is more average.
That's a big turtle.
Yeah. She is healthy looking. She has the healthy shell and everything. And yeah, this is good news.
Those 3D printers are insanity.
They're amazing.
I know. The first time I had ever seen one was years ago. I got to go on a tour of Jay Leno's garage, and Jay Leno had a gigantic 3D printer that would print car parts for him, and I thought that was cool. But it was really the size, like picture in your mind, like the size of a vending machine, because they're doing car parts, and it was big, and it was kind of the newest technology at the time. But now you can get these ones at home, which are pretty insane. You can print toys and games and, like, shelves and, I don't know, the other day, Kleenex boxes. I mean, just, like, weird stuff that you can, you know, you can just make. So the fact that you can use it to repair a turtle shell is pretty darn cool.
Yes. I mean, it really is amazing. And it's not going to be long until they're straight up 3D printing organs. Like, we're already lab growing stuff. Why not start doing them in 3D printers?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you might as well. If you can use that technology, see, that's where technology is amazing to me and medicine is amazing to me, because you're doing things that are actually helpful to people and to animals and to beings. Like, that's the coolest thing. And imagine, you think about, like, the kind of technology this is just beginning for us. I kind of think about what my grandparents saw in their lifetime and this evolution into technology. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in 10 years and 20 years? I mean, in some respects, it seems really scary, but in others, the technology is moving so fast, it's going to be pretty darn cool.
Well, even just look in our own lifetime. We grew up going to school where you had a calculator to do your homework, but you had to figure out math yourself there, because it was always, you're not going to be able to go into life carrying a calculator around in your purse with you. You're not always going to be able to rely on a computer to help you out with things. You need to learn this stuff and pretty much put it in your memory. And now we are walking around with cameras, with video cameras, with fast-moving computers, calculators.
In my lifetime, I went from playing 45 records in my room to cassette tapes to CDs. Now none of that stuff is relevant anymore. The same thing. I mean, DVDs are like a blip on the radar, right? It was like VHS tapes and then DVDs. Now you don't need any of that. You're right. It, calculators, cameras. Think about the power that we carry around just in our phones. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, remember how you'd have to go and develop film, and you had all, it was like, it was cool when they did, when they came out with these tiny little cameras that you could take with you places that would still take great pictures.
Oh, yes, yeah. Or the disposable camera when that first came around, the underwater disposable camera. Oh, that was a game changer.
It was fun. It was great. It was like vacation to the max. And now you don't need any of that stuff. It's just, it's really, yes, in a short amount of time. And you mentioned kids not having to do math problems now. This AI thing, I've jumped right into that to see, like, what it's all about. And in some ways, it's really cool, and in other ways, it is frightening because I don't know how we keep up with this technology. I think I might have told you guys the other day I wanted to just see what it would be like if I had it write a section for my website for CRN, the company I run with my dad. It did it almost perfectly. I mean, I had to make a few changes, but it did it almost perfectly. And then I had it write a press release for me, and it did that almost perfectly. It's amazing what AI is doing right now, and that scares me because I wonder if the human race is going to die out because of it, because we'll have no purpose because AI can take over all of our jobs, and no critical thinking, because right now I can look at what AI does and I can say, okay, that's right, that's wrong, but in 10, 20 years, people who grew up on AI aren't going to be able to critically think around it.
Well, no, absolutely. And we look at some of those deep fake videos that content creators make, and we question, is this real? Is this not real?
Yeah,
once AI starts doing things, yes, it's going to be even better. And you really, people will start to wonder, is this news real? Is that news real? Because there have been times where even some reputable news sources have caught wind of a story, they've shared it, they've discussed it, and then a few days later it's like, oh, that whole thing was fake because you didn't have enough of the research on the back end, because people will see something and, well, I trust this person that's sharing it or this brand who is sharing it, so I'm just going to go ahead and believe it. And when brands do that with other brands, that's when it can get dangerous. And I always come back to that story of, or not the story, the movie, Idiocracy with Luke Wilson. And I think Dax Shepard is in it, Maya Rudolph, where Luke Wilson's character gets, like cryogenically frozen or something, and basically the whole experiment that they're doing gets shut down and he gets forgotten about until he wakes up so many, like a bunch of years later. And basically he is the smartest person on planet Earth because the computers and technology have made everybody dumb because of basically what you've been saying, where it is not, we don't have the critical thinking. We are just so used to doing. How many times do we forget where we're going because all of a sudden we don't have our navigation? We're so used to using that rather than paying attention. And I always go back to that movie because it seems like sometimes, to a degree, future generations may fall into that line. And with that movie, this is one of the things that I find so comical about it. The costume designer was trying to find fashion that would just be kind of silly, but at the same time, somewhat realistic.
Yeah.
Found this startup company that does shoes and was like, okay, nothing is ever going to come of this. It's supposed to be, these things are super comfortable, but they are so ugly. Nobody's ever going to wear them. She's going to go ahead and get a whole bunch of those.
Invented. No, I'm just kidding.
No, they're Crocs.
Oh, that's hysterical. Really?
Yeah. If you watch the movie, everybody in the future stuff is wearing, they're all wearing Crocs. And it's because she thought, like, they kind of look futuristic, and they're so stupid, nobody's going to actually wear them. It's the startup company. They're not even concerned that it's actually going to go anywhere, so they can use this in the whole making fun of people. Well, that's crap. Those are Crocs. Like, just straight up. That's where it went.
That's amazing. Do you own? Have you given up and bought Crocs?
Because I can't. No.
Somebody gifted me a pair once because they're like, "Oh, you're gonna love these shoes," and they were the orange Mario Batali ones.
Okay.
And I was like, "Oh, I don't know," but they sent me a size 8. I'm like, "Oh no!" Like this is I am a size 10 through and through. So I had to give them to my mom, and she loves them. She still uses them for like. And they've lasted for years. Someone probably gave me these like 10 years ago. And literally, she walks around the garden. She walks around the yard. She walks in the garage. She like those.
That's what I feel like a lot of people originally were doing, though. Wearing those for yard work and gardening.
Yeah. And that's exactly what she does. Because you can rinse them off, but they have lasted forever. It's so funny. I'll still go up to her house, and I'll see these orange shoes. I'm like, are you ever going to get rid of those, Mom? But they're like, they're still good. They're still
good. Hey, if they work. Well, and I mean, I'm not one to judge because there are some types of shoes that a lot of people deem as so ugly and so unfashionable that I do love, like Ugg boots. I do love Ugg boots.
Oh, yeah, no, Ugg boots, I think.
They're so warm
and comfortable.
And Birkenstock sandals.
Can't stand them.
I love my Birks.
Is it because they're comfortable? Because it's not cute. They're not cute, right?
They are not cute. I totally acknowledge that. They are so not cute, but they are so comfortable. And I am not a sandals flip-flop kind of person. They hurt my feet. They hurt my ankles. I feel like whenever I would try to wear flip-flops or anything, it's like my toes are trying to grab onto the shoe. And it's just my feet are straining when I walk. Yeah, it hurts. But the Birks, they are so comfortable.
I have noticed, as you get older, and I used to only wear heels and flip flops. Like that was my it was either sandals.
Too extreme.
I have now started like dressing so much. Like my heels have come down multiple inches. I am I now wear flats like most days. Like I just and thankfully like fashion has kept up and made like cuter flats. You can kind of get away with it. Loafers and like whatever.
Yeah, the ballet flats and stuff.
But like. Gosh, I never thought I'd give up, but I have started to slowly give up because it's just, it's like untenable, you know, to be trotting around miles and miles in stupid shoes.
Oh, yeah, the super, super high stilettos. And then I remember back in the day, it was like, no, I will never wear a wedge booty. Hello, wedge booties.
Hello,
you are my best
wedge
friend.
Booty. Exactly.
Best friend. Oh, absolutely love it. Well, okay, so I do want to acknowledge really quickly on the turtle front that today is National Turtle Day.
Oh, that's why we're talking about the 6-inch turtle.
Yes, we got so far away from it, but the National Turtle Day,
turtles are
amazing.
Did they go to the shell station to get that new shell?
They needed to. Oh, it is 18 after the hour.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision?
That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One NA member FDIC.
We'll be right back.
healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Today radio program. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. Woody Allen totally saved his friend's life while at a restaurant recently.
Really?
Yeah, he was at dinner with his wife, another friend.
She's 25 now, right? She's able to rent a car?
Suni Previn. How old is she, actually?
I don't know, but she was his child, so that's why I asked.
Yes, yeah, that was major red flags. But I guess this is good. Good press for him. It was his friend Andrew Stein. They were all eating on the Upper East Side of New York City, and Andrew Stein just all of a sudden got red, couldn't breathe, and while the rest of the dinner guests, including Woody Allen's wife, Woody Allen just jumped up, did the Heimlich maneuver, and saved his life.
Wow, well, that's pretty good.
That's
the kind of friend you want to have at dinner with you if you're choking.
Yeah. You want to surround yourself with people who know CPR and the Heimlich maneuver.
Could you do it? Could you do it if somebody was choking?
Yes, I could.
Just get it.
I could. I was Red Cross certified when I had to go babysit and all of that stuff, and then I have since re-upped. But then after having my son, I was like, I need to know CPR and the Heimlich on all ages. If there's somebody who is more of a hefty size, I can't physically do the full-on Heimlich maneuver on other outlets, like other ways to help.
Yeah, you throw them on a chair.
Exactly, yes. And how to do it yourself. You can throw yourself over a chair. There's this really great tool that it's like a suction thingy. If you are with somebody who is choking, and you can use the suction thing, and it actually just pulls it out if you carry it with you.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Is it large, though, or do you just keep walking around?
Yeah, you definitely need a big... Life? Yeah, it's like... Yeah,
it's like a backpack. Jay's exactly. Like, I'm prepared. If anybody chokes, I've got my dice in here.
But you're always safe.
You're always safe.
Always safe. Well, okay, so Taylor Swift is on her Eras tour, and there is one fan who is going to make some money off of it. She's had a couple shows where it's rainy, super rainy, and apparently one of her fans that was at the Foxborough show one of the nights captured the rain and is selling it for $250.
Oh my gosh, like in a bottle?
Yes. Oh, in weed bottles.
Oh, perfect. How nice.
Yeah, apparently because, well, it's Massachusetts.
That's right. Anything goes. Oh, yeah, my gosh, that's funny. So she's selling the ring. I'm telling you, they're talking about the Taylor Swift economy. Have you heard about it?
No, I haven't.
The Taylor Swift economy is what she has created for the towns that she's having shows in. So people will make a ton of money on restaurants, people with, like, hotels and stuff, that there's actually a full economy. That's how much people are spending based on the shows that she's putting on. And that doesn't
totally
even include the
it.
Ticket price and what they're buying the tickets for, which in many cases is like upwards of $1,000 a ticket.
Well, and this makes sense because she's not stopping in every big city of all the states. There are a lot of places where, like, she's not coming to Cleveland. We have to travel. And so when you have most of her shows, I think, are two nights a week.
Mm-hmm.
And
two,
then
three,
some will
seven.
Be three,
yeah.
Yes. So you have enough people that are actually traveling in, not just the locals who are going. It's like every town, almost every big city is getting its own Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah. They're saying that it's really been helpful to cities that she's been going to, and that they're calling it the Swift economy because she brings with them a crowd of people who have to spend money for overnights and for dinners and lunches and breakfasts and all that stuff.
Would you say T-Swizzle is the biggest artist of the moment across the world? Like, current day artists, not just
I think
forever?
She's up there. If she's not the most, she's got to be up there. Because I think so many people are willing to travel for her. Like, a lot of people, if the show comes to town, you'll pay the money to go. But people are willing to travel for her. And that's a huge deal.
Yeah. She should start doing her own festivals. It's 28 after the hour on Doug Seven's Good Day Radio program.
It's probably your second biggest investment.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. North Carolina Democrat Governor Roy Cooper has declared a state of emergency to stop a school choice bill in his state legislature.
It's time to declare a state of emergency for public education in North Carolina. There's no executive order like with a hurricane or the pandemic, but it's no less important. It's clear that the Republican legislature is aiming to choke the life out of public education.
Former Democrat, now Republican State Representative Tricia Cotham responded saying school choice like charters must evolve as one size fits all in education is wrong for children. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy both said they had a productive debt ceiling discussion late yesterday at the White House, but there's no agreement as negotiations did not raise the nation's borrowing limit. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announced June 1st is when the nation will run out of money. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Doug Steffens, Good Day Radio Program. Jen Horn is here. I am Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back eventually. I don't know. We'll see. We might just turn off his mic and keep doing here. This whole thing.
We're
taking over
now.
The program. Have you been watching American Idol?
I don't. I never watched American Idol. I actually fought it because everybody loved it when it first started. And then I started watching it for this show because we used to watch American Idol together. We used to always talk about it. And then it kind of petered off and, you know, it went away and came back. I will see occasionally. I love Luke Bryan. So occasionally when I'm flipping by, I'll watch and just see what's going on. But no, I did not closely follow the season at all. But I guess it was pretty controversial in its ending from what I've seen online.
I'm not an American Idol fan. I've never watched it. I typically don't watch any shows like this. I did watch the first season of The Voice, and I have caught other episodes from different seasons of The Voice here and there. But the 3-hour finale happened. There is a new American Idol. Season 21's winner has been crowned. 18-year-old Iam Tongi.
Who looks, I think it's Iam. He looks very much older than that.
Yes, I've seen pictures of him, and I definitely thought that he was maybe a little closer to my age.
Yeah, he's a bigger Hawaiian guy who's got an incredible voice, and I had not even, again, I had not followed the season at all, but the last few days on social media, he's been everywhere because he was the big winner, and he's got a beautiful voice. He made the judges cry a multitude of times.
Oh, even from the get-go, like the audition where he dedicated the song to his father who had passed months prior, and Luke Bryan. And even was talking about how his nephew came to live with him after he lost his dad, and just seeing I am missing his dad. It just, he's like, the whole thing just sucks.
Yeah, no, and Luke Bryan's got such an amazing heart. He lost his brother, took in the kids. I mean, he's had a lot, and I think they lost another sibling.
Yeah,
he's lost a lot of people in his life. But I guess the controversy came. There were a lot of people. So I just thought, oh, everybody's behind this guy because, you know, he made everybody cry and he's got this incredible voice. But I guess there was a contingency of fans of the show who felt like this was kind of like cooked a little bit, that this was not quite on the up and up, and that the other finalists may have been better, but they were overlooked, and that this guy got a lot of special attention. I guess Keith Urban had found out about him, the country singer, and had started coaching him privately and was involved with the American Idol stuff. And so a lot of people thought because he had professionals involved with his development and rooting for him very publicly, that maybe it gave him a leg up on the competition. That's what I understood anyway from looking at social media yesterday.
Doesn't American Idol already have additional coaches other than the judges? Aren't there some?
Yeah, but I think this was something different. Like in life, I think Keith Urban had taken an interest in him or something like that. So I don't know. I don't know the full story again because I didn't watch the show, but there was definitely a few people saying, was this really a setup? Was it really him, or was it the fact that he had been given kind of special privileges along the way? So, I don't know. In any case, he's got an incredible voice. It was well deserved, and he's got a career in front of him, whether he wins or loses or, you know,
he's the one you're hearing. And I feel like that's what we see each season for any of these shows. Anybody who wins, anybody who is a runner-up, it's like, okay, well, they're going to have a career. And a lot of times they don't. Like, look at American Idol. It's season 21. You have Kelly Clarkson, the OG, who is a force to be reckoned with. Mm-hmm. You have Carrie Underwood. Daughtry. Did he win?
I don't know that he even won. No, I think he was a runner-up.
Okay, and then I think Kelly Pickler. Was she American Idol?
Jennifer Hudson was also on.
I think Jennifer Hudson won hers, didn't she? Kelly Pickler did not. Then again, look at Miranda Lambert, who was on Nashville Star. That's what it was. She came in like sixth or something.
Yeah.
She was down there, and then she became one of the queens of country music.
Yep.
It does make you wonder sometimes. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I just think you just need the attention. You need the platform. Like, sometimes you're not going to be right for the competition or what people are thinking they're looking for or whatever is going on social media. But sometimes you just need the platform, and then you can catapult and make a career for yourself. And that's clearly what a lot of these people have done.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I always wonder, too, a lot of these contestants. So you have people who audition for these shows, and depending on where in the audition process they get into, because there's so many auditions that happen, so many rounds of auditions that happen before things are even televised. Like, that's by the time that there's the televised quote-unquote first auditions, that's like, what, 5 auditions in? And sometimes
you've been performing.
Yes. Well, and not only that, but sometimes somebody else already got in that has your look, that has your sound, and they're like, well, we already have one of you. You're really good. You're really talented, but we already have too many of your type.
Yeah, we can't have 12 Kelly Clarkson.
So we have to turn you away. Like, you know, better luck next year. Try to audition earlier or something. But also, some of these people that have that storyline of, well, I only sing in my garage. I only sing when I'm taking a shower. I've never performed blah, 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 blah. Those are straight up lies. Like, who was it? I can't remember if she won The Voice the first season or if she came in second place. Dia Frampton. I loved her. She had this whole, like, shy demeanor, and she just happened to be somebody who could sing, and her family pushed her. That was the storyline. Well, she actually had a band with her sister. It was called Megan Dia, which I had followed, and that's kind of why I was watching. They played Warped Tours and stuff. They were one of the openers for the openers stuff like that. But yeah, so when I found out she was going to be on, that was why I started watching The Voice. And it was kind of like, this girl's stage presence has always been there. I mean, she might be shy in real life, but she's always had that stage presence. It's not like they had to pull her out of anything as the storyline went for the first season of The Voice. Definitely go watch it, but she is absolutely amazing. But yeah, it's like so much of this is totally packaged, manufactured.
Who's the biggest, who came from The Voice that's probably the most notable?
Ooh.
American Idol gets more.
American Idol definitely dominates the people who have the staying power. The
what I love about Blake Shelton is that he's taken a lot of people with him, like Gwen, whatever her name was, oh gosh, and Ray Lynn came from The Voice.
Oh, Gwen Sebastian.
Sebastian, who
is now, she's one of Miranda's regular backup singers.
Backup singer, and Ray Lynn has done that, I think, as well.
Yes.
So,
Bradbury is another one. It seems like a lot of the country ones are the ones who...
Because Blake takes an interest in them and actually helps them along.
And continues further, yeah. I always love seeing when somebody doesn't make it to a final round or gets cut a little bit sooner, and they're like, you're just so dang talented. I'm going to sign you to my anybody who has their own label or whatever. They're like, I'm going to sign you to mine. Blah 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 blah. I always think that's so cool, but I always wonder what's the follow through. Did they actually
Where
sign?
Where did it go? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's interesting to think about whether or not they actually have. It probably would be a fun book, like a follow up of like some of these reality stars that we knew and where they are now. You know, there's so many reality shows that people love and then they lose touch with them and wonder where they ended up. Are they selling insurance?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Are they
there should be reunion episodes. They have the reunion ones like the Bravo always does for the Bravo celebrities and the Housewives and the Vanderpump people. There should totally be some of those.
Yeah, I think especially for those competitions where you get so sucked in by people's stories and many times they have tragedy that they've overcome and you gotta want to know where they go.
Well, okay, so I guess we should go into some of the like depressing news, what we call it. Not so great news.
The bummers,
yeah. So it's National Turtle Day, and one of the things that I do want to say is if you are ever seeing a turtle cross the street and you are going to decide to help them, help them in the direction that they're already going. Don't turn around and put them on the opposite side or anything because they're just going to try to cross the street
again. Took them a while to get there.
Yes. Well, they're still just going to try to cross the street. So help them the rest of the way across the street. This is a duckling story, and it's really sad. So a California man was driving his kids home from swim practice, saw a group of ducks with ducklings trying to cross the road, and he pulled over at an intersection, helped them get to safety across the street, and while going to get back into his car, gets hit by a teenage driver, killed on the scene.
In front of his kids.
In front of his kids. Absolutely gut-wrenching. The teenage driver remained at the scene, has not been arrested or charged for anything yet, so going to see what happens, but
there's no winner, no loser, no.
No,
you know, it's just tragedy, tragedy.
Absolutely tragedy. Devastating. And family members, his name is Casey Rivera, the father who died, they identified him as just the kindest person and saying that this is something that he would totally do. He sees animals trying to cross the street. He will make sure that they get there safely.
And just not himself. It was, this was a big story in California. This is where I am. And it was like, there's just nothing to say. I know people have set up GoFundMes and such for the kids, but you just can't replace your dad.
No.
No matter how much money you raise. It's
and the trauma awful. of witnessing that. And there was actually the person who called 911 after this happened was a 12-year-old who happened to be in the area, too, that witnessed this. It was a 12-year-old that saw this happen and immediately pulled out his phone and called 911.
Smart kid, but
absolutely gut-wrenching. Other gut-wrenching news. Jen, why don't you talk about the debt ceiling?
It's not as gut-wrenching as people think. You know, it's so funny. You look at the headlines and it's like, doomsday coming.
Yes.
We don't want to default on our debt. But they are ramping it up. From everybody I've talked to, that we're not going to actually meet the level that they're saying we're getting to on June 1st until August. But they're trying to create some urgency to try to get things done, because once there is a deal that's reached between Joe Biden and Kevin McCarthy, who's the Speaker of the House, there's a rule in the House now, which is actually a good one, that they can't do these immediate votes anymore. You have to do 3 days so that people actually read what's in the bill, or at least that's the goal. So it'll take 3 days for the House to actually vote on something once they get a deal. But there's a whole lot of back and forth. It was Joe Biden's position that he didn't want to cut anything, and that he was going to use the revenue from raising taxes to try to pay off the deficit, or to try to make his budget work. The Republicans are saying we can't just keep lifting the debt ceiling without responsible cuts. And they're talking about things, pretty common sense stuff, like the COVID money that was unused, reallocating that back into the system to try to help eliminate some of the costs, you know, doing those sorts of things. So it's not like they're doing the most extreme bill, but it seems that there's still a lot of distance between where Democrats and Republicans are. And I think they get there because they always do. This is not unheard of. I think 70-something times there have been negotiations with the debt ceiling. Typically, if the party in the House is not the party that's sitting in the White House, you have to make deals. Trump had to do it with Nancy Pelosi when he was president, I think back in 2019. So this is not unusual, but they do want to make people scared that this is going to be a default, because they want people to press their congressional representatives to get going on all of it. So I say take a deep breath, relax, let's see what happens. They've still got a few days to figure it out.
Well, and with contacting the reps, do you feel like anybody's actually listening?
I do think pressure does matter, whether it's in the media or not. And the reason I say that is the White House was not willing to negotiate at all. They just wanted a clean debt ceiling increase. But this new polling came out that said that like 40% of people would think that that was a loss for Joe Biden. And so now, because he's running for reelection, they want to make sure that he's in the game. So that's why he's negotiating again.
Okay. Good grief. Well, it is 48 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
3 everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
After the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program, I am Jay Kirshner. He is Dr. Jack Stockwell. ForbiddenDoctor.com is where you can find him. Nuka Chiropractor, GAPS Practitioner, and our health guru. Let's just be real. Let's call it what it is. Hi, Jack.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I don't know what I'm going to do without a dose of Doug this morning, but I have every anticipation that I'm going to come away rewarded having talked to you this morning.
Oh, go on.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
Yes. Hey, there's out of the National Institutes of Health, and I know people are having a hard time believing anything out of the NIH anymore or the FDA or the CDC because of the what's happened the last 3 years, but there is a very interesting study. Dr. Nima Majesley, who's the medical, the director of medical toxicity at Staten Island University Hospital in New York, says that the study they had just finished that acetaminophen, Tylenol, is by far the number one cause of acute liver failure in the U.S. And there are a lot of people who are afraid of opioids, and rightly so, and they're afraid of other, even some NSAIDs that aren't quite as dangerous as opioids, that will go to acetaminophen for pain control. And we know from a study, oh my goodness, it's got to be 25 years old,
mm-hmm.
that said that 1,000 doses of 500 milligram acetaminophen in a lifetime is enough to put you on the liver transplant list. And you can go to Walmart or Target or any of the big stores like that, and you can go to the over-the-counter drug area, and you can actually buy a bottle of 1,500 milligram tablets or capsules of acetaminophen.
That is
so anyway.
Scary.
Well, it is. It is. And so the NIH had a report where the drug caused over 500 deaths, 56,000 emergency department visits, and 2,600 hospitalizations every year, not just in the period of the study, but for every year. And the majority of these cases originate from unintentional chronic overdoses that people will often, you know, it's from the misuse of medications like Percocet or Vicodin or Tylenol PM, because there's a lot of times that acetaminophen is sitting there in the background. I mean, you can get extra strength aspirin or Excedrin and read the box, and it's 500 milligrams of Excedrin and 500 or aspirin and 500 milligrams of acetaminophen. And so a lot of people who do not want the opioids, but they just kind of fall into a habit, because I have patients like this who will tell me, man, if I don't start the day off with three Tylenol, I won't make it through the day. And I say, well, that's why you're here. Let's do a consult. Let me see what I can do for you. And usually we can reduce pain levels enough where they can start getting off that. But, the problem is they don't think about it. It's just kind of automatic. They get up in the morning, they have their coffee, or they have their orange juice or their tea.
Yes, it's
their bacon,
like one of their supplements or vitamins almost.
It just, absolutely. It's like, yeah, I take my supplements, and tell me what you're taking. And acetaminophen is usually in there, or ibuprofen. And so while we know that acetamin can smoke the liver, we know that ibuprofen, overuse of that can smoke your kidneys, because these things are poisons. Any kind of a chemical compound that we take into our body that Mother Nature didn't make is poisonous to the system, and the body is going to have some level of inflammatory reaction to it. Even aspirin, even baby aspirin, is toxic to the human physiology. And so the trade-off is, well, I've got this very serious condition, and my doctor tells me, well, for a short period of time, I want you to use this or that. And as long as we stay to that short period of time, we can probably get through it so that the symptoms can abate to the point where we can reduce the inflammation, find out what's causing it and address that, and then get off the drug. But even things, anti-inflammatories like prednisone. Prednisone has a warning in the package. Do not use more than a week. And I have patients who come in who've been on prednisone for 2 years, and they want to know why their bones are falling apart.
Well, and doesn't prednisone also make people cranky? Isn't that one of the ones that can alter for a brief period of time your mental state?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then as long as you stay on it. So back to the American Journal of Epidemiology that was reporting. They conducted the study on vitamins and lifestyle. Over 65,000 people between the ages of 50 and 76. And based on those results, the people who took acetaminophen, Tylenol, at least 4 days a week for 4 years were twice as likely to develop blood cancers than people who took less or none of the drug.
That's
something to think about.
That is scary. Well, you can hear more about this and more from Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health. Visit gooddayhealth.com and, of course, forbiddendoctor.com. Jack, thank you. It's 58 after the hour.
My pleasure, Jake.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.